like the current Iranian regime, and I've said we don't, that it would be irresponsible to ignore its geopolitical and strategic importance. And that doesn't mean we should simply appease any Iranian regime. It does mean, however, that we can't ignore this looming transition that will soon take place in Iran. Khomeini will pass from the scene. A successor regime will take power. And we must be positioned to serve America's interests, and indeed the interests of the entire free world. Apart from the strategic reasons, humanitarian concern about American hostages in Lebanon provided another reason to open a channel to Iran. The Iranians themselves are not holding our hostages, but we believe they have influence over those who do hold some of our hostages. But let me add something very important. In spite of our bitter feelings toward Iran's leadership, we would have tried to begin a dialogue with Iran, whether we had hostages in Lebanon or not. How can the United States government have a policy against countries sending arms to Iran and then turn around and itself send arms? I understand. I know the American people simply don't understand this. Simple human hope explains it perhaps better than anything else. The president hoped that we could open a channel that would serve the interests of the United States and of our allies in a variety of ways. Call it leadership. Given 2020 hindsight, call it a mistaken tactic if you want to. It was risky, but potentially of long-term value. The shaping of the Iranian policy involved difficult choices. As complex as the public debate on the issue would be, the matter was further clouded by the way in which the president's goals were executed. Specifically, allegations about certain activities of the National Security Council staff. Clearly, mistakes were made. And if the truth hurts, so be it. We got to take our lumps and move ahead. Politics do not matter. Personalities do not matter. Those who've served the president haven't served the president well don't matter. What matters is the United States of America. And we mustn't allow our foreign policy to become paralyzed by distraction. There can be no denying that our credibility has been damaged by this entire episode and its aftermath. And let me add, the freedom of the people of Central America should not, must not, be held hostage to actions unrelated to them. This nation's support of those who are fighting for democracy in Nicaragua should stand on its own merits, not hang upon events related to Iran. The Marxist-Leninist regime in Managua must not benefit from the errors of some people in Washington, D.C. Sometimes true bipartisanship is really called for. And in my view, now is just such a time, and I have been very pleased that Republicans and Democrats alike have pledged to help get the facts out and move on. A storm is now raging. But when the full truth is known, and it will be, and when the people of American people come to understand that this strong and honest president moves swiftly to correct what might have been wrong,